AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement lawyer Ryan Schwenk called the agency's training for new recruits deficient, defective, and broken. He testified at a forum hosted by congressional Democrats. The Homeland Security Department denies removing or lessening ICE's training requirements. A group of American Olympic heroes will be absent from the State of the Union address, despite a presidential invitation. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
The U.S. women's hockey gold medal winning team has politely declined an invitation from President Donald Trump to attend his State of the Union address on Tuesday. In a statement, the U.S. women's team said it was, quote, sincerely grateful for the invitation, end quote, but would be unable to attend, quote, due to the timing. Trump also invited the U.S. men's gold medal winning team. Scheduling will be a challenge as the NHL schedule resumes with 5 games on Wednesday and the PWHL resumes Thursday. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Dr. Peter Attia has resigned a post with CBS News. This came after emails between the medical influencer and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were revealed in the latest Justice Department release of files. Attia was one of a group of people named last week by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss as a contributor to network programming. In other news, in Ukraine, more than a dozen senior European officials were in Kyiv today in a show of support on the 4th anniversary of Russia's all-out invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was defiant despite the devastating toll, insisting that Russia has not broken Ukrainians nor triumphed in the war. Hong Kong is protesting after Panama seized 2 ports on the Panama Canal. The ports had been operated by a Hong Kong-based company for decades. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the Northeast is digging out from a major snowstorm.
Neighbors, government workers, and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. As the snow moves northward and tapers off in other areas, forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen. Mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
2-time WNBA champion Kara Braxton has died after being in a car crash in Atlanta on Saturday. She was 43 years old. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.